Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2289, first written February 21st, 2019. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary of doing good. Spiritual weariness. This is mentioned in Galatians, in Hebrews, and also in here in the book of Thessalonians. We may not use that term. Instead, we may use the common expression burnout. The symptoms are all too common. Exhausted spirit, sapped energy, dried up motivation. This is something that workers and servants in the kingdom struggle with and face. The lazy never experience burnout. The indifferent never know burnout. The non-committed don't understand spiritual burnout. They are on the sidelines of the kingdom with one toe in the water. It's the teachers, the shepherds, the preachers, the servants in the kingdom, those who carry the load. Those are the ones who are trying so hard. Those are the ones who are trying to make a difference, that weariness can be a problem. There are four stages of burnout. First is disillusionment. Focus is lost. Vision becomes blurry. Second is discouragement. We begin to complain. We begin to lose our heart. Third is discontentment. Here a person becomes restless, negative, and they see all work and so few workers. Fourth is disassociation. Finally, the towel is thrown in. The hard worker quits and joins those on the sidelines. Thoughts of focus only upon self. Our verse today tells the disciples not to get there. Do not grow weary is what it says. That's easy to say. Someone might respond, you say that, but there's so few to help out. Or I need a break and there's no one to carry on. And when we love for what we do is replaced with a sense of obligation and duty, what we do suffers. The teacher becomes impatient and cranky. The preacher becomes demanding. The elder becomes bossy. Weariness carries over into our job performance. This is something that's rarely talked about. So much of our effort is focused on those sitting on the sidelines. We try to get them engaged and busy, and we forget about those busy servants who are becoming weary. We assume that they will always carry on. We assume that they will never run out of energy. How do we not grow weary? First, realize that no one can do it all. Even the Lord couldn't do it all. Jesus didn't go into all the world and preach. The area he traveled in was very small. Jesus needed the apostles. The apostles needed people like Timothy and Titus and Apollos. What you do makes a difference. Invite others to help you. Include the younger ones to teach them. Communicate, share, and work together. In the leadership, it's the eldership, not one elder. The preacher ought to work with the elders and help each other by having transparent communications and sharing of ideas and concerns. Secondly, remember that we serve the King. Our work isn't about us, not even the church. It's about doing things for Jesus. We serve because he first served us. We work hard because he worked hard for us. Don't lose that focus. The honor belongs to the Lord. Third, refresh your spirit. You do that by connecting with others. Often you will learn that others are doing things you just didn't know about. Draw ideas and energy from others. Our phones at the end of the day need recharging. So does our spirits. Worship is a wonderful way to get recharged. Spending time with quality people is another way. Spend time with some quiet reading, praying, and reflecting. You can take a mental vacation without going anywhere. There are certain people in life that excites us. They have energy, enthusiasm, and a storehouse of ideas. Have lunch with them. Talk with others and share ideas. Do not grow weary. It will happen unless you prevent it. It will happen unless you take the necessary steps to stop it. There's a lot of good that comes out of the old tired preacher. There's very little good, rather, that comes out of the old tired preacher or old tired elder. Discouragement spreads. All it takes is for one weary servant to start complaining, and before long, others have joined in on that song. The mood changes. Things look a lot darker than they were before. But the opposite is just as true. It's like watching a college basketball game. Someone comes in off the bench. His legs are fresh. He has a lot of energy. He replaces the guy who's been in the midst of the game. He needs a break. He's not done. He's not out for the rest of the game. He's simply getting a breather. Soon he'll be back in there. It's important that shepherds recognize those who need a breather. Pull someone off the bench and give your tired worker a short rest. Talk to him just as a coach would when a player sits down on the bench. Pat him on the back, high-five him, encourage him, thank him, and shortly get him right back into the game. Across this country are tiny congregations that are barely holding on. A few deaths and the doors will close. In so many of these places, it's just a few tired souls are trying to keep the doors open. Some come and benefit, but they do not help out. They need some help. They need some rest. They need some ideas. What is needed is the spirit of Isaiah who says, "Here am I, send me." Paul's words are, "Don't grow weary. Don't quit. Others need you. The Lord needs you. There is so much at stake here." And again, help us to help each other. Thank you so much for listening.